It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan Registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Conejo Valley Days is back for its 59th year celebration of our valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit. With carnival rides, live entertainment, local vendors, arts and crafts, games, food, and wonderful community involvement, it's truly a long-standing celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days is set for May 7th through 10th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. Purchase tickets online or at the door. Visit www.conejovalleydays.us for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And I hope that when I say welcome back, that you were tuning in to our 6 to 7 right here on AM 1590 KVTA. And so glad that you are a part of our show. And I love just, you know, really talking about anything that can add value to our life. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer. Justine, how you doing?
Great. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. Tom, how's it going?
Everything's well in the second hour as we go past 7.
Yeah, there you go. And of course, it's Champagne on Main.
I was just going to say, we have to tell everyone there's still tickets available.
Champagne on Main sounds like an amazing event today. We've got tickets here. So, you know, definitely give us a call at 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, we've got tons of things to give away. And, of course, I've got a $25 Lazy Dog, $25 Paul Martins. I've got Lures Fish House. And we've got Mission Oaks is having another wine pairing dinner with the Four Bricks, and that's April 23rd at 6:30. We've got that, and we have, let's see, Loving Heart Hospice Foundation is going to be having a Kentucky Derby gala, and
The Kentucky Derby.
Do you have all those cool hats?
I do not have all the cool hats, but I do have the mint julep, the silver cups for the mint julep drinks, and then I just saw in my InStyle magazine you can order napkins that are like the buckle part of the shoe for in all these pastel colors for a mint julep party. So I think I'm not having one, but I might just order the napkins.
Oh my God, you are so—
I love stuff. I love
so
a theme.
You're so funny. All right. Well, anyways, Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways? And again, before you do that, I want to give out our number here. 419-0008, 419-0008. We have an amazing show for you today. We're going to be talking with Mary Agnes, a social and brand strategist. And then Gary Chapman is going to be talking with us about, which is one of my books that I just love. And of course, it's The Five Love Languages. If you and your spouse or you personally haven't read it, also his new book, The Secret to Love That Lasts. I'm telling you, you are going to not— I mean, this is like—
Kim raves about this book.
I do.
I'm so excited to hear about it.
So, and I love the way he thinks. So anyways, they're going to be on our show. Stay with us all the way through. I do want to remind you, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen there. All of our shows are posted there. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out every week, and a lot of these great things are all in there. And if you want to know what we're going to be talking about, or if you have a business or event that you want us to talk about, or you want it to be in there, we would love to have you give us a call. You can call us at either that number, 419-0008, or 805, or you can, or 805-419-0008, or kim@kimpaganoshow.com. All right, into the
that
second
was a
hour.
Mouthful.
I know, right? Tom, tell us all the gifts.
We have Mission Oaks Cafe, Kim, with a wine pairing dinner with Four Bricks Winery. It's very nice. April 23rd, that happens at 6:30 in the evening. A Night to Remember. California Strawberry Festival, an afternoon to remember. What a great festival that is. It was so teeny tiny about 30-some years ago, and now it is one of the biggest festivals in California. You got to check it out May 16th and 17th. The Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and Kaneo Valley are presenting the 39th Annual Chili Cook-Off. Been there a bunch of times. I was raised in Thousand Oaks, and that is an excellent party with a classic car show, too, along with the Chili Cook-Off. Loving Heart Hospice Foundation is presenting that Kentucky Derby Party and Gala. That's going to be a blast. So enjoy your mint juleps, your bourbon sours, and all of the above. And that is happening on May 2nd. Kaneo Valley Days, May 7th through the 10th. Another big party, Kaneo Creek Park and T.O. That's at Jan's and the 23 Freeway. A bunch of big rides there and a whole lot of fun. The Cabrillo Music Theater is presenting Mary Poppins. Fun there with Mary Poppins, all those great songs. April 17th runs through the 26th at the Fred Cavalli Theater. And finally, Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, the amazing automobiles. Now, time has flown by. This ends like May 1st.
I know.
It's very quick.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long
time.
That's
a great exhibit.
It is
really
off
cool.
The charts. Did you do the thing where you sit in the where you sit in the car and get the picture taken?
Yes.
We had our family
done.
Oh,
did you
really?
I saw
your guys.
We didn't have enough time. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. We didn't do that. I love the Herbie car.
The love bug.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So you know what? Why we are waiting, we got a little shout out here.
Absolutely. It's spring and everyone's worried about what they're going to look like in that bikini this year or bathing suit or just feel good about yourself. And we all know that dieting is so hard, but yo-yo dieting is even the hardest. And we all have suffered from emotional overeating and food addiction, and we're trying to overcome that. And Hunger Balance offers an 8-week eating course to help you get control of your eating and your cravings and learn how to not overeat and get rid of food addiction. I definitely encourage you to contact them if this is something you're interested in. You can speak with Allison Ross at 818-836-4600, and she will help you with your journey. And it's an 8-week course, and it will definitely lead to
I know she's giving $100 off too, right?
Oh,
that's
great.
The Kim Pagano
Absolutely.
Show. Yeah.
And that's a great way to start. That gives you definitely an incentive to contact her and join the course and learn to get control of your eating and get rid of food addiction.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because the way she said it when she was on our show is basically it's all about really changing that thought. That thought is always what's holding us back on everything that we do. And sometimes, you know, we've got that body image.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with in overeating, like to learn to walk away. That's enough. Enough is enough.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I'm trying not to eat the pasta, the bread, all the carbs, right?
And all the easy food, especially with the babies here, I'm sure.
Yeah. And you know what? It's all about eating just clean food, mm-hmm. and you know, making good choices.
Good choices and being in control.
Yeah.
Not letting the food control you.
Exactly. So anyways, well, we've got a lot of things that we are doing here on the show. And I don't know if you tuned in before, but I am, you know, I'm a new grandma, and my husband and I, my daughter
just had so excited
babies, little baby boys. And it's something that's good. You know, there's just no words that explain how to watch your daughter and, you know, her husband kind of really love and, you know.
To see that love grow. I feel like we've been part of her journey from when she first got pregnant and now. And then when I loved your post that you put when they learned that they were having twins.
Yeah.
That was awesome to see that.
Yeah. So anyways, but I know that I'm not sure. I guess our first guest isn't here yet. But okay. So, you know. We're going to go down to the Champagne on Main, right?
Again, and I love champagne. We know I love the champagne.
But what's going on in your life?
Well, you know, we are a big lacrosse family, so we're in the middle of lacrosse right now with my boys. I have two children, so as you know, Kim. So we are at the time where our weekends are really all about them and what they have going on. They're too old to be left with babysitters all the time. They want to be with us, so we do a lot of stuff as a family right now.
Right.
That's where we're at.
And then that's really cool. And we are at the next place in our life. We are almost like the empty nesters. Okay?
I know. And sometimes I'm a little jealous of that, but
it's
so nice. But I know this time is short as well. Like that they want to be with us. They want us, the new Paul Blart movie's coming out, Mall Cop. And my kids are like, we want to bring friends to the movies on Saturday night. So I know that time will end. So it's exciting to know that they want us to go to the movies with them and bring their friends.
Yeah. Life is like a full circle.
Isn't it?
You know, it's funny because we did that. We did all, you know, the room mom and all the stuff working in schools.
In the classrooms.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then now we're kind of like, it's our time again. And we're just trying to, the kids still want to be with us. It's really cool when they're like, really? You guys want to go to dinner with us? And we're like, yeah, we're always there for all of
our
kids.
Now, do you and your husband have a hobby that you enjoy together?
Well, we just got this boat. Okay.
Very nice.
And it's definitely more his hobby than my hobby. But you know what? It's so beautiful down, in
the harbor.
Yeah, it's just.
I love the water. I love the sound of water lapping up against a dock or a boat.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I can't wait to share that with you. But it's a little scary, I have to say, being out in the middle of the ocean and, you know, where there's nobody else out
but
there.
But there's no pirates.
I don't know. It's just a different feeling, you know. It's not like the lake and you kind of see the water, you know, the end. You can kind of see land. But we just had a little trip to Santa Cruz.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my husband, it was kind of funny because we went out there and I guess I've taken my kids there, but I was like, where are all the people? There is no people. There is not anything out there. I'm like, why are we here then?
Okay, you know what I have to say? I always thought Santa Cruz, I shouldn't even admit this, was an island and that like the university was on. Tom is looking at me with this horrified look on his face. Was an island. And so I thought like, oh, that would be kind of cool to go to school there. And you're like out on this island and my husband's not from California. And I think I mentioned that one time and he looked at me with this horrified look on his face.
Well, we were driving back. Well, first of all,
Santa Cruz is not an island. Those just are the Santa Cruz.
It is an island.
But like
okay,
the city is not on
the
island.
No, no,
and
no.
And that's
no.
What I might have gotten confused with.
There's not even anything on there. So we pulled up to this island and I'm like, okay, so where's the dock? And he's like, honey, you don't dock. I'm like, what do you mean you don't dock? So you actually have to dock outside in like one of the little coves. And I'm like, we're going to spend the night here? Are you kidding me? So that kind of freaked me out. So I said, let's go a little further. And he's like, what are we looking for? And I said, other people.
Kim was like, a hotel?
Yeah, I know. So there was about five other boats. I was like, oh, I feel much better here, you know. And it's just interesting. He's like, really? Why? You know, I'm like, because I could scream and yell if I need to, you know, get help.
That's always so funny.
Just me and him. And I don't really know the boat yet, but I'm learning. So I'm taking notes, you know. I mean, it's just a whole
different.
So
in an emergency, you'll refer to your steno pad.
No, you get on the radio on, you know, channel 16. And
okay,
I,
so
yeah.
That's helpful
so
information.
So I'm like learning, you know, but it's a whole different way.
Now, did you go boating, like water skiing boating when your kids
always,
were younger?
Always, yes.
That's it's funny that you don't Laughlin. Have your water legs like that.
Yeah, it's different on the ocean. And although when Lou and I met, we used to go to Catalina every weekend. We had a boat then, but it's a little weird.
Different.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, but it's all good. We're learning, we're loving, and there's just amazing people there. And so that's really fun.
That is really fun. I think it's important to have a hobby that you and your husband enjoy together as you get older, so that when your kids are gone, you have something to do.
There's no question. I mean, it really is. And now, do you have a hobby?
My husband and I both play tennis. We don't play tennis together because I'm not that good yet, but I'm hoping to get better and then we can play together. But it's something that we do together.
What is it?
Tennis.
Oh,
we both play tennis, so that's fun. We don't really play together, but maybe when we're older we will.
Because
I'm not as good as him yet.
Do you get, you're very competitive.
No, I'm not an athlete at all.
But you're competitive.
Not with sports like that, because I really am not an athlete. If my kids ever complain that they're not good at something, I always remind them, at least you're not as bad as I was, because that would not be good.
You know what's been great is we've been walking. And we are, there's lots of stores and restaurants, and
I love that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've been doing our Fitbit, the 3 months, 10,000 steps, and, we're good. So anyways, actually our next guest just is going to be joining us. And so thanks for letting us kind of talk a little bit about
ourselves.
Yeah.
And then don't forget to check out our blog every week. And if you saw it this week, I mentioned Rolling for Pink, which is a nonprofit that I'm very passionate about. It's a bunco tournament, and all the proceeds benefit the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. It's a great Saturday afternoon. It's with about 300 people. There's a
so much fun.
I mean, it's not about... It's about celebrating life as opposed to celebrating people who might have cancer. We're obviously there to raise money for breast cancer, but everyone has a great, great time. And you can...
Where do you get your tickets?
You can check out our website at www.rollingforpink.org. Bring your friends. We have bunco groups that come all the way from Fresno.
I emceed it last year, and I'm telling you,
awesome.
All these people come in with all their little shirts.
Oh, yeah, people
and
make
all that
t-shirts
stuff.
For teams. It's great. It's a lot of
fun. It's on my website. You can go there, and you can just click on my website, Rolling for Pink, and then get your tickets there.
Yeah,
I think
it's a lot of fun. Registration opens soon, and it does sell out, so you definitely want to get your tickets.
Make sure you get my ticket.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get your ticket as soon
definitely.
As you can.
And bring a whole party of friends. You know,
absolutely.
It's
so much
fun.
And you know what? If you're alone or with another girlfriend, it's such a fun event. You can go and you'll leave and you'll think you have tons of friends.
I know. There you go. Well, let's bring our next guest on, Mary Agnes. She is a social media strategist, and she is going to tell us how to get ourselves out there. I can't wait. Mary, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So tell us a little bit and tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. We have a small social agency with very big clients. So
I love that. That's cute.
We're sort of a clandestine agency. We don't even have a website. We only work on referral. I have a website for my speaking. I go around the country teaching social media to small entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, writers, like anybody who sort of works in their living room or their kitchen. I want to teach them social media, and I do that for free. It's my give back to the universe.
Well Mary, wait. Nice. When you say that, you don't have a website. Why is that? Just curious.
You know, the truth is we've always just been really, really busy with representing our clients, and we ended up in I'm embarrassed to say this. We've ended up in the position where we turn work away regularly.
Wow.
So,
that's
know,
a good
right?
position
How many
to be in.
People get to say that. It is. It's beautiful. So as fast as we can hire more people, grow the agency, take on more work, that's what we've been doing for the last year. But I feel like starting to market yourself and then just turning people away constantly is so rude. So we don't do any marketing at all for our company.
Wow. So,
crazy, right?
Okay,
crazy.
So how did you become such an expert on utilizing social media and brand building and marketing?
Well, I think it came from a really good centered approach to social media. I am not a marketing head, although now I guess I'm a marketing head. But I was a writer. I was a freelance writer. And as social media started to, really come alive, I started immediately promoting the stuff I had ghostwritten for clients on social media to get more eyes on it. So this started 9 years ago. 9 years ago, there were very few platforms. There was LinkedIn. The music platform, nobody remembers the name of MySpace. I mean, there was no Twitter, there was no Facebook. So as sites were rolled in, I would learn them and start to promote on them. So we have a really good base of understanding in Facebook and then Twitter, and now roll in Instagram and Tumblr and all these, you know, what we've never been is programmers. So we utilize other people's spaces. We do not program.
So Mary, okay, so if somebody's starting a business, okay, or they're just starting to build their social networking presence, what's the most important thing to do?
If they're just starting their business, I really want to unteach something that's widely taught. You know, widely taught is this idea of know your avatar. You know, really have your best client defined right down to their name and what they wear, and then market to that one person. I think that's a terrible idea. I like to see small entrepreneurs really think outside the box, because when we market to our idea of our best client, we really could miss an opportunity. For instance, Facebook would be a great base for somebody with a B2C, a business to consumer. Let's take a massage therapist. So she's marketing on Facebook, which makes a lot of sense because it's regionally driven and it's friend-to-friend driven. Makes a whole lot of sense. Well, when I meet with massage therapists, what I want to tell them is, why don't you think about corporate clients? You could really be focused on LinkedIn as well and reach out to CEOs and human resource managers to be the stress buster for the company one day a week. Like, there's huge opportunities that if we narrow our vision of who we market to right down to the avatar, because that's self-defined, we could miss the out-of-the-box thinking.
So important, so important. So what are the best tips if somebody, and, you know, I know that, I don't know if we could talk about some of your clients, but I know you've done an amazing job. Who are you working with right now?
So right now, we do have one client who prefers no one know that he has a marketing agency or a ghostwriter, so we don't talk about him. But other than that, we work for J.J. Virgin, the New York Times bestselling author of The Virgin Diet and The Sugar Impact Diet.
We love J.J. She's been on our show.
Yeah,
she does a great job. Okay.
Kind of funny if you saw me, because I'm like the chubby in our little team, but I'm adorable. I just don't do the diet. So the thing we all joke about is I really understand her audience, which is really the truth. I understand women struggling to make time and trying to eat right and, you know, 50 pounds overweight. Like, that's a perfect market, and I'm it. So I'm a good voice for that.
Wow, so you get it.
I get it.
So if somebody's just starting out, what would you say is the most important piece of social media they must be on?
It's YouTube, because YouTube is owned by Google. And YouTube is, like, your best ambassador. You know, if you met me face-to-face, you would know right away if I was a good fit for you. The same thing happens by video. In order to reach that level of, is this person a fit for me on any other social media, it takes 15 times. So if it's written, it's 15 times for them to make that decision, where on video, they make it in one shot.
Really? It's that? Wow.
I need
to get on YouTube. Okay.
But could that
Mary,
work?
You're going to help me here.
Could that work on, like, the other side, too, that if they don't like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they don't like the look of
they
you,
need
they
to
just
look
immediately
at,
turn off.
Well, it could work on the other side, but you know what? A no is just as vital and valuable as a yes.
Why do you say that?
A no clears your path to focus on the yeses. It's the maybes that are a big waste of your time.
That's a really good point. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, we are 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then, of course, we have our 2 to 3 show right here. And we're so glad that you're here. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And I do want to do another giveaway right now. Let's see. What can we give away? Mary, we always love to give back to our listeners. And so we've got tickets to, how about Conejo Valley Days? We've got a 4-pack. How about that for the family? Are you going to take your kids to that?
You know, it's funny. It makes me feel a little bit old, but my son said to me the other day, I want to go to Conejo Valley Days. And I was like, oh, gosh.
No,
I can't believe I have a child who wants to go.
I can't tell you. They have totally changed their whole game there, and you will definitely want to do that. Conejo Valley Days, May 7th through the 10th over at Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. So definitely call us right now, 419-0008. Mary, talk to us about if you have any tips for email marketing campaigns.
Oh, sure. I handle all of the email marketing for J.J. Virgin, Dr. Johnny Bowden, who's the nutrition myth buster, sometimes Jordan Belfort, that we all know, the Wolf of Wall Street. So email marketing, I think the most important thing is to get it open. So open rate is very important. Just a few offhand tips we can all employ. Keep your subject line as short as you can. The shorter, the better. Every once in a blue moon, put the person's first name in the subject line. That's almost a sure open.
Oh, really?
Yes. And if all you put is their name, it's definitely an open. So save that one. Where all you put in the subject line, subject line is their name, you're in.
That's interesting. And what form of email marketing do you use?
Well, because we're an agency, we're exposed to probably at least 8 different email softwares, which we've tried to gain expertise in all. So 3 of our clients, Cheryl Liu from Singapore, who just wrote The 24-Hour Woman, JJ Virgin, and Jordan are all on Infusionsoft, which is fantastic if you are, you know, a real science head and great with the technology side. Johnny Bowden and another client of ours, Susan Mead, who just wrote Dance with Jesus, A Journey from Grief to Grace. They're both on MailChimp. Kelly Richards is on Constant Contact. Our clandestine client is on Eye Contact. So we're all over the place. Author 101, who is the best young author training I've ever seen, they're on One Shopping Cart, so we still use that for some clients. Yeah.
So, Mary, if you were helping us, okay, and as a, you know, radio host, of course, I'm writing a book right now, and we want to get out there. I do want to invite you also to a cruise that we have, a Kim Pagano Show cruise. I'm so excited. We're going to be sailing on the Princess, and so we'd love you to go on that. What would you say? You know, I mean,
To take us to the next level of listeners. What would be the first thing we should do that we're not already doing?
Well, I think every guest you have on the show should be sent a set of social posts from you guys. I know it's a lot of work, but once you get into it, I mean, if you have a set of social posts that you send each guest that says, I'm going to be on the Kim Pagano Show, and then you feature them as well, they would be marketing your platform. And that seems like a solid win to me.
Oh, I love
that
idea.
And it's already written and done, so they just really have to copy, paste,
right,
and send.
Yeah.
If they have to write it, they're not going to do it. But if you write it, all they have to do is, here's 2 Facebook posts and 3 tweets, and you're in.
Oh, very cool. So what does an 8-week social media course look like? I mean, how does that, work with you?
It's so funny. When you said you had to give something away, I was like, you want one of my classes? It starts tonight.
I love it. I'm there.
It's a 6-week social media class that takes the person from the trunk of the tree to the branches to the leaves. That's what I like to think of it as. So it teaches the trunk of the tree is where you create your content. And that's video, either YouTube or Vimeo or whatever. But I like YouTube because it's owned by Google. So that would be YouTube and your podcast. And then it teaches LinkedIn, Facebook, meetup groups, super important, which nobody uses, how to use a webinar in an effective and productive and hopefully revenue-generating way, how to use Twitter, how to use Instagram. So this is a really hands-on, I want to say balls to the wall social media course.
Yeah, no, so I love it.
This is the down and dirty. It's 6 weeks. I call it the super fast course, the deep dive, and it's an hour a week, so it's not too much time. It's recorded, and then on Fridays, every Friday, tomorrow, I do open Q&A. So that's for my students and for anybody who wants to come and ask a question. So I just started that. I used to do it constantly, but we had an illness in our family. I just started again. The first time in 2 years I've run this class. So if you guys want to give one away, I'm happy to send you the info.
Well, let's do that right
terrific.
Now. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Let's open up our phone lines right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And we're talking with Mary Agnes. We're talking about social media and how to get your name out there. And so give us a call. And again, you are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Tom. And we're talking with Mary. Mary, I know that, what takes somebody to that next step? Do you ever get people that maybe are a little shy or they don't believe in themselves? Do you take them to that next place?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing as an agency we want to do is recognize where the client is. And we can talk to them about YouTube all day long, but if you have a client like Kelly Richards is simply not comfortable on camera, and not because she's not beautiful and dynamic, she is just not her bag. Then you step back and you say, all right, what is this person's strength? Kelly's strength was her Rolodex. She launched music at Apple, and she had a Rolodex like filled with rock stars and celebrities. So we started a podcast show for her weekly, and she interviews one of those fantastic people in what we used to call a Rolodex. I know the young people, millennials, don't know what that is.
Right.
But they, you know, her contact list. And once a week she interviews, she has a half-an-hour interview show she's done for 4 years, 200 guests, 1 million downloads.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. So you find their strength is basically what we're talking about here, correct?
Yeah, my daughter just asked me, what's a Rolodex?
Okay, that scares me.
I know. It's kind of like, what's a record?
Oh, my God, that did happen here. What's a record player?
Yeah, my kids did that to me. I had all these great records, and they're like, seriously, what's a record? Mary, where do we find out more about you? And we're going to have you back because I love what we're talking about. We've only, like, just, you know, kind of tipped
it. Thank you. I would love that. If you want to do social media corner once a week for 5 minutes, I would show up to support everybody.
There you go. I love it. All right. Thank you so much, Mary.
So you can find my little website at maryagnes.com, maryagnes.com. And I generally don't really sell anything. I teach this class. It's $297 for all 6 weeks. And if you can't afford it, just let me know that. Reach out to my contact page and I work it out.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much, Mary. I'm going to call you. And thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show. Post about us.
That's right. Write our two posts that you need to put on there.
There you go. Thanks, Mary. All right. Our next guest is Gary Chapman. I'm telling you, he has changed my life and my husband. We have read this book together, The 5 Love Languages and The Secret to Love That Lasts. I'm telling you, I'm so excited to have him on my show. And again, you know what? Stay with us. We'll be right back and we'll be talking with Gary Chapman.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Evolve Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm looking at baby pictures as they're sending them to me right now. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of all of our shows. That is 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And we talk about the brighter side of life in anything that you can do to enhance your life, to have your support and your cheerleaders around you. And I'm so excited about our next guest, Gary Chapman. His book, The 5 Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts. I'm telling you, this has so helped me and my husband. I actually gave this gift out to all of my couple friends.
This is so nice. I always love to hear from all of our guests, but I am super excited about this because you have nothing but amazing things to say about this book and you say, okay, I know, I'm not kidding, but this time this is really the best thing I've read.
No, I'm telling you. So anyways, of course, I always talk about all these great guests on my show. And Gary Chapman, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you so much. Oh, you are so welcome. And thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. Tell us about yourself. And I know this probably isn't your, I mean, you have a bazillion books, but I want them all. I want to have you back again and again.
Well, thank you, Kim. I have been involved in marriage and family counseling now for over 35 years. And my wife and I have been married 53 years.
Oh, my
wow.
gosh.
So you know what you're doing.
They weren't all good years. Okay?
Congratulations.
Some of the early years were rough. And maybe that's why I do what I do, because I know what it means to be married and be miserable. And then I know that when you find what works and it changes the climate, and what a great thing marriage can be. So, yeah, and I'm super excited about the Five Love Languages. It continues every year to sell more than it did the year before.
That is
so. And I think it's people like you, you know, giving word of mouth that just continues to sales.
Yeah, and now I know that it's been number one or bestseller and all of that, but what do you think? I mean, it's interesting when people are like, what do you mean the love language? And I, you know, like I just said, I gave them all for everybody for Christmas this year. And I was like, and they're looking at me like, what is this? I go, oh my God, if you're talking Chinese and he's talking, you know, a different language, you're not going to understand each other. And they're like, what? And I go, just read it and read it together, you know. And I know that you have your questionnaire and you kind of find out what language you are. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the basic idea is that we have an assumption that what makes me feel loved will make my spouse feel loved or the other person feel loved. And that's a false assumption. Now, the reality is we do have different languages. And maybe words of affirmation is what makes me feel loved. So I give my wife words of affirmation, tell her how wonderful she is and how much I love her. But if that's not her language, you know, maybe her language is acts of service, and she's thinking, you know, if you love me so much, why don't you help me? You know?
This is so true. So I know that there's five languages, right? So the words of affirmation, the quality of time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and then the physical touch. I ended up being three of them. And my husband's like, of course you would be three. How hard is that? But, you know, but his was the physical touch. And so I could have the house clean. I could have dinner on the table. And all that didn't really mean anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, we wonder, oh, why would they not feel loved? Look what I'm doing. And we're sincere. And what I'm saying is it's not enough to be sincere. We have to learn how to express love in a language the other person will feel. And if you don't do that, you can be very, very frustrated and think, well, you know, I just don't understand. I do everything I know to do, and I don't know what else to do. Well, here's something else to do. Learn their love language and use your energy and time to speak a language that speaks to their heart.
Right. Another, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in and waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Gary Chapman. The five love languages is what we're talking about. And I'm telling you, it's just, I can't say enough because, you know, I mean, you talk about the love tank and even my children, I was like, oh my God, maybe their love tank isn't full. You know, I've got four children, two boys and two girls, two are married. And I think it's so important that we have our love tank filled up. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, I use that to picture, you know, a gasoline tank in a car. If it's full, you can drive a long ways. If it's empty, you're not going anywhere. And I believe that children and adults have an emotional love tank. And if the love tank is full for a child, that is, they genuinely feel loved by their parents, the child grows up normally. But if the love tank is empty and they don't feel loved, they grow up with many internal struggles, and in the teenage years, they go looking for love, typically in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is the question to parents is not, do you love your children? Yes, we love our children. The question is, do your children feel loved?
Right. And I mean, this kind of spills over into our relationships because maybe if they didn't get love in their when they were a kid, now they're going into their couplehood and they're not going to be able to express it there either. And so, you know, again, Gary Chapman, tell us, where do we start?
Yeah. How do you find your language?
Well, as you mentioned, there's a quiz in the back of the book, or you can go online to fivelovelanguages.com, and there's a free quiz there. It's a quiz for couples, one for single adults, one for teenagers and children. But here's some other ways to identify anyone's love language. Observe their behavior. If they're always patting people on the back or giving people hugs, you can assume that physical touch is their language. If they're always giving words of affirmation to people, encouraging people, you can assume that words would be their language. So observe their behavior. Secondly, what do they complain about most often? The complaint reveals the love language. If a wife says to a husband, "We just don't spend any time together anymore. We're like two ships passing in the night," she's telling him that quality time is her love language. You know, so listen to the complaints. We tend to get defensive when our spouse complains, but they're really giving us valuable information. And then the third question to ask is, what do they request of me most often? If periodically they're saying to you, "Could we take a walk after dinner?" they're asking you for quality time. Or if they say, "Could you give me a back rub tonight?" they're asking you for physical touch. Or if you go on a business trip and they say, "Be sure and bring me a surprise," they're telling you that gifts is their love language. You put those three together, you can figure out a person's love language.
I love this. I mean, I can't tell you how much it's helped me. Even my husband, you know, for all you men out there are going, "Oh, okay, that's a woman thing." It's not. It's a man thing, too. My husband was like...
Oh, I think so. I think men's feelings are sometimes forgotten.
This is so black and white. It really just, you've made it so easy to understand this. And to really recognize what your language is. At the back of your book also, Gary, there's the test too, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and you know, at first, you know, thinking about tests and anybody out there is like, "Oh God, I hope I pass it." It's not about passing it, is it?
No, not about passing. It's basically a profile where you choose between two things. You know, "I like it when you put your arm on my shoulder," or "I like it when we take a walk together." But if you can only have one of those, which one would you choose? So you have to choose between two things for about 30 times, 30 choices, and it tells you what's number one, what's number two, what's number three for you.
Right. And is it normal for people to have more than one love language?
Well, most people have one that's primary and then a secondary that may be close to the first.
Mm.
There are people, you mentioned, that you know have three that all came out the same. That means any one of those is going to be very, very meaningful to you.
Right. I told him it was actually easier because then he could do one of them and we're all good.
No.
Yeah,
oh, he has a choice.
He has a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just cover one of these. We'll be in good shape.
Now, what happens, Gary, if there's a language that, you know, because this was really interesting, is I am not the touchy-feely person, but my husband is. And so when that was, I was like, "Oh, gosh, okay." You know, I mean, it kind of puts a little pressure on you. But so how do you work that out in a relationship?
Right. If a person did not receive one of these languages growing up, and consequently they don't know how to speak it, it will be a learning curve. But the good news is you can learn to speak any of these languages, even if you didn't receive them as a child. And what I suggest is you just take incremental steps. You know, you first of all, you just kind of bump him on the shoulder with your hand, you know, a little bump, you know, and then you give a little pat on the back, and then you give a whole hug, and you just begin. The more you do it, it's like spoken language. The more you use it, the more you try it, the easier it becomes. And you know, that's the good news, is that we can learn to speak any of these languages.
Makes so much sense. It really does.
And it's funny because I would immediately assume with your personality that you would be a hugger, like that you would say to people, "Oh, don't shake my hand. I'm a hugger." And
I am. My husband is. It's a different way.
Right,
and
exactly.
So I mean, yeah, he likes me to caress his back. That kind of, you know what I mean? That's not something I would rather. I could hug him.
Right.
But reading this book, it was like he was very. You know, what he knows what is important. And, of course, now he gets me flowers all the time because that's important
to you.
Yeah. So, And you're making the point that in each of these languages there are what I call dialects, like with physical touch. There's many different kinds of touches, and some touches are more meaningful than others. So what you want to find out is, you know, this is your language. Now, which of these touches is most meaningful to you?
Exactly. And I don't know if you talk about this in your book, but sensei focus, are you familiar with that?
Yes.
So, again, that is something that you, you know, okay, so I, you know, I tap you. That doesn't work, right? So it's kind of like another level of communication, correct?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Now, question is, okay, so if, say, somebody's having a tough time in their relationship, what would be, you know, how could they kind of refill up their love tank, I'm going to say, you know, start it all over again?
Well, you know, I have many couples say to me, as I do marriage seminars around the country, we were next door to divorce. I mean, we just didn't see we're making any progress at all. And someone gave us a copy of your book on the five love languages, and we read it. And it's like the lights came on. And we looked back on our marriage and realized how we had missed each other emotionally all these years. And so we tried it. We took the quiz, and we said, let's try this. And they say, within 2, 3, 4 weeks, things are different. The emotional climate has changed. So, you know, assuming your spouse will be willing to read the book with you, I suggest you read a chapter a week and just work your way through the book and talk about it as you go, and then take the quiz at the end. And if your husband, for example, is not real excited about that idea, just say, would you just read chapter one? And if you don't like that, then we don't have to do this. Chances are, if he reads chapter one, he'll read chapter two, and you can walk right through the book.
Yeah, my husband really, I mean, he can't rave about it enough.
Well, it's definitely a small book. It's not intimidating. This is not like a huge book that you have to relearn everything.
Yeah. Gary, where do you have all your seminars?
All over the country.
Anywhere out in California?
I was in San Diego last week.
Okay. All right. You'll have to keep me.
If you go to fivelovelanguages.com and look for events, you'll likely see where I'm going to be.
What other books do you have right now too? Because I know you've got a ton of great books. You even have the Language for Men, correct? Love Languages.
Yeah, there's
of
a
men?
Special edition for men in which I give them a few additional ideas on how to speak the love languages. And in that book, we also include a chapter on anger management, which a lot of men have trouble with, and another chapter on apologizing, which again some men have trouble with.
Okay.
So yeah, we have the men's edition. There's a singles edition for single adults. And then there's a five love languages of children for parents on how to discover and speak the child's love language, and one for teens.
You have one for teens. All right, we'll have to have you back about. I'm just telling you, you nailed it when you did this. Now, your background, you have always been a therapist?
Been a counselor now for over 35 years.
Not very long, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
So what do you think is the biggest problem in marriages and what tears them down and apart?
Okay, and I want to add to Kim with that. And how do you feel about like phones in the bedroom and all that? Because I've heard a lot about that lately, what it can do to a relationship.
Yeah. Well, when you boil it all down, if I had to sum up the source of the problem in marriage, I would say one word: selfishness.
Wow.
I want what I want. You should do this for me.
Wow.
It's the opposite of love. Love is the attitude of, how can I help you? How can I make your life easier? You know, how can I fill up your love tank? Selfishness is demanding things of the other person. Two selfish people will never have a good relationship.
Oh, you just gave me
That's
chills.
True.
I know. I mean, that, wow, you're right. Because when you kind of fall into, I'm going to talk to my husband. No, no. When you fall into that and it's like, you know, I want what I want, and, you know, you're not caring about my feelings. And
yeah.
So then, of course, that makes me feel sad and, you know, not fulfilled in our marriage. And if we say, wait a minute, we want to work together on this, how do we, you know, let me take your feelings into consideration. And it's really in any relationship, don't you agree?
Even in a friendship. I mean, you know, it's the same kind of thing. You have to take care of the other person and think about what they want as well.
It is. People who are loving to other people will likely have friends, lots of friends. People who are self-centered and they're just thinking about what can I get out of this relationship, eventually that relationship will break up. You know, let's face it, lovers have better relationships.
That's great. Now, you know, you talk about in your book, and I want to, you know, really
kind of tell everybody that it's not all cherries in this book either. I mean, there's people, like you said, that are on the verge of breakup, and, you know, but you give them tools and to kind of get back on track again. And once you know their language, then you kind of help them. You can see it clearly. It's kind of like taking, you know, your dirty wipers off of your glasses, and you're like, oh my God, that's what, you know, you've been trying to say. But what if a marriage is in, you know, I don't know, had problems? Can you repair it?
Well, I think so. And I, what I say is this. If one person is willing to invest 6 months in loving the other person in their love language, the correct love language, no matter how they treat you, just for 6 months, I'm going to love them, and let's just see what happens. Over and over again, I have seen that other person begin to melt, begin to warm up, begin to reciprocate, begin to say, what can I do to help you? You know, they begin to, because love stimulates love. And when you're touching them emotionally, there's something inside of them that begins to change toward you. Now, you can't guarantee that because you can't make a person change. But I do believe that love is the most powerful weapon we have to touch the heart of another person.
Wow. I know that's one of the things that you say in your book, that, you know, just keep being there. Just keep being there and practice loving, right?
Absolutely. And then, you know, when you've done that for a while, then you can start making requests of the other person. And because they are feeling loved by you, they're far more likely to respond to your request. And in your request, you're actually teaching them how to love you, even though you haven't even talked about the love languages. But your requests are giving them ideas on what they could do to express love to you.
So it's almost like being a mirror to your relationship.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what happens, you know, you've seen a lot of relationships that maybe you don't love yourself, so how can other people love you?
Yeah.
What, Gary, tell us, what do you think about that?
Well, I think people who have grown up in homes where they do not feel loved, often when they read this book, they can look back on their childhood and discover, maybe my parents did love me, they just didn't speak my language.
Mm.
And that can be very helpful. I remember I was speaking in a prison, and I said, I want to try to share with you why you either felt love growing up or did not feel love. And that's the context in which I shared the five love languages. And when I got through, this young man stood up. He was about 30. He said, I want to thank you for coming, because for the first time in my life, I finally understand my mother loves me.
Oh, isn't that
so
sad?
You were giving those five things, he said, and my language, I realize, is physical touch, but my mother never hugged me.
Mm.
He said, the only hug I ever remember getting from my mother was the day I left for prison. But then he said, you talked about acts of service, and I thought, my mother did that. She was a single mom. She worked a full-time job. She kept food on the table. She washed our clothes. Mother was loving me. I just didn't get it. But he said, I get it today. So, you know, it can be healing when you look back and realize your parents did love you. They just weren't speaking the right language.
Wow. Again, Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages and The Secret to Love That Lasts. Do you think that once people have read this book, that, I mean, it's funny, my husband's like, we need to read it again and again, because there's just different chapters that keep sinking in. What is that, what everybody's kind of said?
Yeah, many people say, you know, we read your book about once a year.
Yeah.
It's a short book. So
bring it out on anniversary
night. You know. But different things, you know, we're all in process.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn one thing today, and I read the same book 6 months from now, and I get another point. Oh, yeah, I don't know how I missed that. Oh, I see that now. So, yeah, I think periodically to do a little brush up, yeah, it can be good.
Yeah. Well, Gary Chapman, one of my favorites. Again, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. This truly is The Brighter Side of Life, and you've done an amazing job. I'd love to have you back again and kind of really dig a little bit deeper in to how we can fill all of our love tanks out there.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Always good to be with you, and I'd be happy to come back again.
Great. Where do we find your books?
Anywhere, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, anywhere.
All right. Well, thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank Goodbye. You. All right. We are going to end our show. Is he amazing?
He is amazing. I mean, I have to say, well, the entire time I'm like going, looking at all this, I want to just start reading it right now.
I'm telling you, it makes me want to go back and read it again. So everybody should have one with whatever relationship you're in. It's one of my favorites. And of course, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Show respect even to the people who don't deserve it, not as a reflection of their character, but as a reflection of yours. And it's kind of like what he said, stay in the game no matter what.
That's the thing. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
And just stay, fight for it. I think you should fight, fight for it.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, with that, we will be back at 2:00. And of course, we have our Brighter Side of Addiction this afternoon. And we've got some amazing guests on that. And of course, we'd love you to join us from 2 to 3. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Conejo Valley Days is back for its 59th year celebration of our valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit. With carnival rides, live entertainment, local vendors, arts and crafts, games, food, and wonderful community involvement, it's truly a long-standing celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days is set for May 7th through 10th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. Purchase tickets online or at the door. Visit www.conejovalleydays.us for more information.